Corinne spun to meet her host. A warm, robust man entered. She arched a brow. At some point she must have met him, but his features were not familiar. His nose was round, and his eyes were bright. Though it was quite unnecessary they were introduced.
Earl Peter Bornikov, and his daughter, the Lady Corinne Bornikova.
Viscount Dvorak rushed for Father, seizing Father's forearm with both of his thicker ones.
Peter, my friend, so good to see you. Vlashtik, how is the hunt?
Father's face broke in a wide grin.
Good, good. You see, it is a good time for the hunt. We have been out every day save today. Such weather for your journey. I hope it was well. One wheel found some bad road. Except for the rain, I think our trip was pleasant. Ah, some of those roads are maybe not so good, I think. But it will be worth the trip. It already is.
There was a pause in the pleasantries as Father remembered Corinne.
It has been a while, Vlashtik, but you may remember my daughter Corinne. Yes, yes, but this cannot be the small girl I knew.
Corinne fought the urge to drop her gaze. What must she look like? For certain her long, curled hair was wet and matted. Did her complexion belie an even greater pallor than her typical fair skin would?
A girl no more, Father confirmed.
No, indeed, Corinne inserted. How was she to measure up to this robust man? But she could always fall back on her good breeding. She curtsied.
Thank you for your hospitality, my lord.
The man's overbearing personality made Corinne feel even more small and unsure of herself.
It is my pleasure,
Vlashtik said. The man's eyes gleamed bright, but they sat small in his face. He seemed an easy man to be in company with, but perhaps not easy to trust.
I am pleased for the excuse to bring your father to this hunting lodge. My absence has not been for lack of want to join you, my friend,
Father said.
It's no matter. You are here now. Come, come. Let me show you the chateau.
He waved his arm. What could they do but follow him? The conversation soon became that of banter between two old friends as the Viscount led the party from the receiving room toward the rest of the house. Brushing past Corinne, she was all but forgotten as the Viscount led them from room to room. What was his destination? Was his purpose as innocent as it seemed? Neither the Viscount nor Peter made any attempt to speak to Corinne or include her in conversation as they toured the grand estate. Corinne attempted to take in her surroundings, but it was impossible with the speed at which they would quit each room. It also seemed as if the Viscount didn't exercise even the occasional breath, as Father had a difficult time getting a word in. At some length, Father did speak into a rare space.
Perhaps Corinne would like to retire to freshen up. Of course, the Viscount said.
He motioned for a young girl who passed in the hall.
Would you show the Lady Corinne to her rooms?
The servant girl nodded, curtsying to her master. Corinne nodded and hid a short sigh. She was all too happy to take her leave of the two men, and even happier at the prospect of being alone, if for even a few minutes. Smiling at the young servant, she followed her deeper into the enveloping halls.